Okay, let's continue with Samach Beis Amud Beis and try to finish the parak today. The Mishnah says as follows: Gates sheyatza mitachas apatish vehizik. If there's a spark that went out from underneath a hammer and it damaged, chayiv. The person who is hammering away is going to be liable. In other words, the case seems to be that you have some sort of a smith who's working in his shop, and he is hammering away at his anvil. And he sends, and as he's hammering, that causes a spark to fly out, and it damages somebody or something. So we say that he is liable for the damages that he caused. Now, why should that be? Why should he be liable for damages that he caused? That seems a little bit unfair. So the Shittim Mekubetzes had a Talmud in the Shittim Mekubetzes was in living in around the 1500s. He had a Talmud named Rav Shlomo Adani. Rav Shlomo Adani wrote a perish on Mishnayos called Melech Shlomo. So Melech Shlomo explains this based on the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara is in Bava Basra in the second paragraph talks about Harchakas Nizakin. So it discusses these cases. So he explains this Mishnah based on the Gemara and Bava Basra. It's not just that you're, you know, innocently hammering away on your anvil, and a spark goes shooting out. That's not really what's going on. There are sparks that go shooting out, and you're nervous that it's going to burn down your shop. So you hammer with like extra force to make sure that these sparks go flying outside. So that it doesn't burn down your shop. Well, when you did that, that sent a spark flying and damaged somebody, burned something down perhaps, so you're going to be liable for that case. Okay, so the Mishnah goes on and says, Gamal shayaton pishtan v'avar bershus harabin. If you have a camel that was loaded up with flax and it's passing in rishus harabin. V'nichnas pishtan al sochachnas. Well, that load of flax that's on his back enters into a chanos. In other words, it dips into a local store shop. V'dalku b'neiro shel chenveni. Well, the storekeeper had a lamp, and the pishtan catches on fire. V'hidlak hazabira. And then, as a result of the pishtan lighting on fire, it catches the rest of the whole structure, the whole house, the whole tower or house on fire. So bal gamal chayiv, the owner of the camel is liable, and the commentaries on the mission explain that this is because the bal gamal had no business loading up his camel with such a large load that it's going to bump into or enter into somebody's local store shop. Okay. If the chenveni, though, had his lamp not inside of his store shop, but outside of his store shop, then the chenveni is going to be the one who's responsible. Rabbi Yehuda said, though, if it's a ner chanukah that he's putting outside of his store shop, then he's going to be exempt. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us the first halacha, if you're a smith and you are hammering away on your anvil and you send a spark flying and it damages, so you're going to be liable for the damages. If a person loads up their camel with this really heavy load and the load of flax that's on the camel dips into somebody's store shop and catches on fire, and then that fire catches the rest of the building on fire, the owner of the camel is going to be liable unless the chenveni's lamp wasn't inside of his store shop, it was outside of his store shop. But then review the comments, well, actually depends what kind of lamp it was. If it's a near Hanukkah, then the store owner is going to be pater. Okay. Amar Ravina Mishmei Rava. So Ravina said, quoting from Rava, Shmai Minam Rav Yehuda. So what do you see from Rav Yehuda? You see that near Hanukkah, mitzvah lanicha besochasar. Clearly, according to Rav Yehuda, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to place that Ner Chanukah within 10 tefachim of the ground. Because if you think that the mitzvah is to put it above 10 tefachim, then amayam Rav Yehuda Ner Chanukah pater. Why would Rav Yehuda say that you should be pater, the store owner should be pater, in this case? The owner of the camel is able to say that you had business putting that near Hanukkah much higher than the height of the camel and its rider. So Elolav, so because he doesn't have that ability to claim that, Shmamina, mitzvah lahanicha basochasar, must be that the mitzvah is to put the near Hanukkah within 10 tefachim of the ground. So I would say back though, that's really not a good point. Lo, that's not really true. La'olam eim lecha afilu l'malamayasar. Really, I would tell you that even if it's above 10 tefachim, even if it's the Ner Chanukah is above 10 tefachim, still, my Amrit. Now, what are you saying? Le malei lan ibalecha la'anucha l'mal mi'gamal v'rachba. So you're able to say that you should have, what you were claiming is that you're able to claim that you should have put the Ner Chanukah above the Gamal and the Rochav and the rider. But keeping the mitzvah ka'asik, the answer is that since you're involved in a mitzvah, Chazal are not going to drive you crazy to put it in specific places. In other words, you wanted to say that according to Yudah must be that you have a mitzvah to put it within 10 tzvachim. Because if you don't have a mitzvah to put it within 10 tzvachim, then the owner of the camel should have a right to say you had business putting that lamp, that ner, above 10 tzvachim. Or above the height of the camel and the rider. And now what we're saying is that no, it could be that Rav Yehuda holds that the mitzvah is also to put is to put the Ner Chanukah even above 10 tefachim. So why doesn't the owner of the camel have a right to say you had business keeping your lamp above 10 tefachim? That's because the owner of the store is involved in mitzvah. He's trying to perform a mitzvah, and Chazal don't drive you crazy with exactly where you put the Ner Chanukah. Rav Kana. Now Rav Kana said, Darsh Rav Nasan Bar Yomi Mishmeid Rav Tanchum. Ner Chanukah sheniichal amal me'asher ama. If you have a Ner Chanukah that he put above 20 amas, pisula, it's invalid, which is in and of itself a very interesting lashon that we'd say it's invalid. It's invalid kisukah ukemavoy. It's invalid like a sukkah, and it's invalid like a mavoy. Now a sukkah, we know from the beginning of Masechta Sukkah that it's a machlokas between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim over there, but how high a sukkah can be. But according to the main shita, if a sukkah is above 20 amos, it's invalid, and you'd have to lower the sukkah if you wanted it to be a valid sukkah. With a mavoy, the halacha is if you have an alleyway. The system that used the basic layout of the courtyards and alleys that they had in those days is that the courthouse, the I shouldn't say the courthouses, the houses that they had were, let's say, attached and formed a ches in structure. It formed the layout of the houses, formed a ches, and that ches, all the houses opened up into a courtyard, and that courtyard opened up into an alleyway, and that alleyway fed into the local Rishos Harabim. So if you have an alleyway into which all the courtyards open up, and that alleyway is essentially an area that's owned by the public, but it's a limited public. It's all the courtyards, all the people, all the residents of those courtyards basically have a right in that mavoy. So it's kind of public, but it's locked off. So normally, though, on a deraisa level, you're not allowed to carry, you're not allowed to transport an item from Rishos Harabim to a Rishos HaYachid. Rishos HaYachid is defined as an area that's owned by an individual, or an area that's enclosed. So if an area is enclosed, but it's something that's used by the public, so Chazal were nervous that you get carried away or that you get confused between what a proper Rishos HaRabim is, an area that either 600,000 people pass by, or a Rishos HaRabim that's a certain width. Chazal were nervous that you'd get mixed up, you wouldn't keep everything straight. So they said, the only way that you're allowed to carry around within this mavoy, even though it's enclosed, that's true, it's enclosed on three sides, but we're nervous you're going to get confused between that and Rishos HaRabim proper. And so they said, the only way that you're allowed to carry around with inside of this mavoy, inside of this alley, is if you put a korah or a lechi. A lechi is like a little shaft that you put on the side, or a marking that you put on the side of the mavoy at the entrance, or a korah is like a beam that you would put across the top of that mavoy. So with a mavoy, the question is, how high can that beam be? How high can that korah be? So if it's above 20 amas, that's no good, and you'd have to lower it in order to be able to carry within inside of that mavoy. Okay, let's hold here.